Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Aaron Hernandez gets life, once a star, now a prison inmate. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is the face of the NFL. Some of what happened, horrific things, meaning in the last 2 years, what a wild roller coaster ride it's been. And Aaron Hernandez personifies, I think, all of what's wrong in the NFL, the way some of the players are treated. In the end, the jury couldn't stomach it, so life in prison for Aaron Hernandez, a former football NFL star, convicted murderer, sentenced to life without parole. He is going to be shipped to the maximum security prison in Massachusetts, which, by the way, is one of the most high-tech bird cages that we have in the United States, with no history of breakouts, as somebody told me today. So if there was even a chance of a Shawshank redemption, it's not happening here, although there's no redemption here. So this is about 40 miles outside of Boston. How wild is that? The guy who once wore the Patriots stripes now wears prison stripes, very close to where he was a superstar, with people wearing his name on jerseys. Very crazy. However, it didn't take long for that processing. Just 25 years old. And the jury heard so much evidence, they decided they knew exactly where they were going. And I think that's a good thing, because this is what should have happened to Aaron Hernandez. If it had been a walk with the crazy defense that he had, it would have been a miscarriage of justice. He murdered his friend. He was convicted of it. He gets life in prison. The system works sometimes. The system works. Hey, it was tax day. How many of you scrambled around like crabs on a Maryland beach trying to hurry and get those taxes done at the last minute, get it postmarked, and get it out there so that you wouldn't have to fear any kind of a wrath from the IRS? I said this many times, but when I was in television news, one of the funniest things is the live shots we would do outside of anywhere USA where there was a giant post office, because people would be, it would be like a drive-thru. They'd be dumping and running, and it was crazy how many people fell into the category of, yeah, wait until the last day for my taxes. I have a theory about that. It's not even just about procrastination. If you owe money, and then you're waiting, of course, on 1099s, because we live in a 1099 world. Not everybody has the pension, the job where they're paid every 2 weeks. More and more contract work is becoming bigger and bigger. And frankly, for lots of people, it's lucrative. So it's not that they're not making money. It's just the way they're making money. And then it's all about doing that whole business thing. So it's a scramble at the end. It's like the Mad Hatter's scramble. And I pretty much saw that. I was driving around earlier in the evening, and I saw a lot of people at my post office. And I'm in the satellite facility in Dallas, Texas, which is our fifth largest city. So it hasn't changed that much, even though lots of people e-file and do it other ways. Still people, I think there's something in our mind. It's like when you're reluctant to let go of checks. I mean, how many people listening to me right now? Right now, how many of you are writing checks? Is there anybody out there still writing checks? Do you go to the grocery store, whip out the checkbook, and hear the sigh behind you because the people behind you are so disgusted that you're writing a check and they're behind somebody that's going to have to do that whole check thing? It happens to me all the time. Mostly women, not saying guys can't write checks. And they pull out the checkbook and they're friendly as pie and they're writing a check because they just feel more secure that way. They just feel better as though, yeah, here's the hard copy. I know it's okay. I know that it's gonna officially be processed. And maybe it's that way with taxes too. So if I send a hard check, then I feel like there's a much better chance that it's going to get there and be processed and we're all good. I know it's gone through and I'm okay with that. It seems odd, doesn't it? It seems odd to me, is what I'm saying. But this is how we roll in the United States. I mean, you know, you still can do the paper thing. And when you do the paper thing, some people, it's just the feeling of getting it processed, getting it in the right spot, feeling like I wrote it out and it will get where it's supposed to be. And a lot of people, I think, were doing that today. I think that's what I was seeing, because I saw too many people that were, in the end, going to the post office to mail checks, and it would have to be that because they were dumping in their envelopes. Let's put it that way. Hey, coming up next, speaking of tax day, Mark Meckler is on the show. He is the president of Citizens for Self-Governance, and it's actually the organization that's spearheading the only class action lawsuit left against the IRS. So the IRS tax-exempt backlog, is it gone really or not? And this is part of what we're going to talk about, this whole lawsuit, because they're not letting go. They're not letting go. How did people make deposits? What happened in the end? And how cockamamie was it that too many people had to wait on their exemption status to move forward? And it was wrong. They were shoved to the side. Doesn't matter what your political ideology is. It's pretty obvious that too much was shoved to the side. Also, something we're going to talk about in this hour, dumb things, dumb, I shouldn't have done. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. And congratulations to all of you ahead of time, because I cannot believe the amount of email. I love the way you're thinking, peeps. I do. No matter what, this little old show, America Tonight, the show that could, that will, we're climbing that mountain. You are so creative. You are so clever. And you're so real. This is such a real audience. I got this one from Cake. I love that, Cake. Kind of a play on words of the Jennifer Aniston movie, I'm assuming. And Cake says, what did I do that was so wrong? What I did that was so wrong is I got two young babies at home, and I'm the man. And I had to go and do the errand after work. I got the milk. I left it in the car. It spoiled. My wife was not happy. It was a dumb thing. How did I do that? I got distracted because after I got the milk, I went to McDonald's and got a giant order of fries and burgers and everything else. I was so focused on stuffing my face that I forgot about the milk. And in the end, I was crawling back to the store at 3 a.m. That's a preview of dumb things I shouldn't have done. Yeah. Can't leave the groceries in the car. Not a good thing to do, especially milk, because it spoils, you know, when it's hot. And we're coming into the warmer season for a lot of places, a lot of people living in places where you're starting to see that there's been a melt. And we're seeing temperatures in the 70s and the 80s. And yes, in some places, even in the 90s. Can you believe it? All right, tax-exempt status and one last lawsuit. Mark Meckler, around the bend on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. pieces. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news?
Woo, we're back on America Tonight. I swear this just happened. My neighbor texted me to say, guess what? I am on my way to the post office. I heard what he had to say, and it has to be postmarked by midnight, and I can actually get it stamped. So I guess the neighbors were listening, or at least one or two anyway. You might have fell into that category or not. I mean, how many people listening in this audience are getting a return? Anybody out there getting a return? I want to know. I was in a room today where somebody was giving a speech and they asked that question. Hey, it's tax day. How many people file getting a return? And do you know there was 100 people in the room and 3 people raised their hand? I thought, wow, only 3 people are getting a return. You know what that signaled to me? That most of those people were probably, the other people were entrepreneurs, had their own businesses, something, and they were contract people. It's the tradition, the traditional gigs, and they're still around, but the 2-week pay, the working for the man, working for the company, starting to really go away. And I think 20 years from now, oh, that picture is going to look really, really different, my friends. Really, really different. I think of my grandfather, and he was a truck driver. I'm the, you know, proud granddaughter of a truck driver who went all over the country, and he had to work for his family, and he was so, so smart, but they couldn't afford for him to go to college. And then he ended up running a piece of the company, Owens Corning. So he worked his way up. They just thought he was so, so smart and skilled that he moved his way up into that position. So anyway, like I said, a lot of people are entrepreneurs out there, so they probably filed at the last second. All right, this is something completely different, but does have to do with taxes, tax-exempt status and that crazy backlog. Mark Meckler stayed up late just to talk to all of you across this great nation in the nooks and crannies. He's the president of Citizens for Self-Governance, and they are the organization that I said that is spearheading the only remaining class, would you believe it, class action lawsuit or class lawsuit that is against the IRS. So, Mark, thanks so much for popping on America Tonight.
Oh, absolutely a pleasure to be with you.
So tell me about that. How did it, and then there was one, how did that dwindle down? Everybody just bailed out?
No, so basically here's what happened. We're actually our organization, Citizens for Self-Governance, sponsored financially the first litigation against the IRS about the targeting of conservative groups and Tea Party groups. And a couple other organizations joined. The ACLJ filed a lawsuit on behalf of a bunch of the Tea Party groups. Another great conservative lawyer out of D.C. did the same. Those lawsuits were actually filed in the D.C. courts. And I was worried about that because I felt like, you know, if our plaintiffs had filed in the D.C. courts, I mean, I just didn't feel like they'd get a fair shake in D.C. And our lawyers advised that they thought it would be a good idea to file in Cincinnati, of all places, where the heart of the scandal was. That's where we filed. And so along the way, the government does everything they can to blow the case out of the water. They obviously obstruct the path every chance they get, cost as much as they possibly can. And they bring motions to dismiss, which basically say that citizens have no right to claim anything for this kind of abuse. And those motions to dismiss actually succeed in the D.C. courts. But out there in Ohio, you know, in the heartland, we actually get a fair shake from the judge and our claims prevail and we are moving forward with that litigation.
Wow. So that's exciting. So moving forward with the litigation, tell us the tenets of the lawsuit. What are the strengths into winning this sucker?
Sure. Well, I think one of the most important things to know is that it is a class action suit, and it was the only class action suit. And for your listeners who aren't attorneys, and God bless them for not being attorneys, what it means is that once the class is certified by the court, which is we're just about to get that done, then that action, that lawsuit, will actually stand for anybody who claims they were discriminated against. So we don't know who all the parties were that were discriminated against by the government and targeted and harassed by the government, but all of them become represented as members of the class. They don't even have to do anything. So, you know, sometimes you might get in the mail a notice of a class action settlement for a credit card you have or something, and that means that there was a litigation going and you were represented even though you didn't know you were represented. So that's how a class action works. What's really exciting, we just received a really big ruling this week, or late last week, against the government. The government sought to withhold the names and information of all the groups that were targeted in their illegal targeting, and the court ruled that those names and that information has to be turned over to the attorneys for class certification purposes. So we are making great progress against the IRS. This thing is going to go, I believe, all the way to trial. We have no intent, our plaintiffs have no intent of settling the case from what I hear. What they really want is justice and the truth to come out.
Yeah, when you say justice and the truth, tell us how egregious you thought this was with the tax-exempt status.
Well, let me give you some sort of generalized specific examples. So we're going to go from the general down to the specific. Generally speaking, what they did to these groups is these groups would file for what are called charitable status registration. So they want to exist as what are called 501c3 or C4 organizations under the Internal Revenue Code. And that gives them status that allows them to raise money and be engaged in the activities that these Tea Parties and other groups are engaged in. What the IRS would do is it would delay and obfuscate and make it impossible for them to get that status and not even turn them down, but literally just delay so long a lot of the groups gave up. Here's some of the specifics. For example, the NorCal Tea Party, which is my local Tea Party here in Northern California, they were delayed for years, and eventually what happened is they got a request for 97 different additional items of information, including things like, give us copies of any speech that's ever been given at any of your Tea Party events. Give us copies of anything that was ever given away at any of your Tea Party events. So in the case of this local Tea Party, that included red, white, and blue teddy bears that were given away at one of their Tea Party events. They had to send one of those teddy bears to the IRS. They literally asked for the content of prayers that some of these groups were saying. They wanted to know everything that anybody was ever recommended to have read. I mean, it was really outrageous, abusive stuff.
No kidding. So once you saw where that was, you knew this is when there was starting to be that conversation that, okay, we're going to go forward with this. We definitely have a case here.
Yeah, I mean, and so again, what our organization did is served as a funding mechanism for the case.
Because this is
one of the things that happens is for average folks who are targeted by the IRS, not much you can do. When you're talking the government, they have obviously virtually infinite resources. They're suing you with your own money or, you know, you're engaged in litigation. They're funded by the taxpayer. And so we as an organization, our mission is to support grassroots groups that are trying to bring self-governance back to the country. So we thought this was perfectly in accordance with our mission to raise the money to fund this litigation on behalf of these plaintiffs. We're 2 years in, by the way. As you can imagine, really expensive. And all along the way, the government trying to prevent the release of any and all information they can. It's our information, right? We own it. It's our government. It's our IRS. But we have to fight them. We have to spend millions of dollars to get them to turn over that information.
Yeah, what's your gut tell you on what is this going to have a happy ending? I mean, I know you want it to have a happy ending, but are you feeling pretty confident about it?
You know, I don't think it's ever appropriate to be confident in litigation against the federal government. You know, they're so big, their resources are so vast. What I can tell you is we're not going to give up. We will fight as long as it takes, and we'll fight as hard as we can. And I'm somewhat optimistic because we made it past the motion to dismiss phase. These other cases got blown out of that phase. This judge seems to be very serious about the case. One of the things I've been really impressed by, you know, she's definitely, when we first had her assigned as a judge, looking at her history, and we didn't think we were going to necessarily get a fair shake. She's been very fair. She's been real direct with the IRS. My favorite quote from this judge is we had an evidentiary hearing during the discovery phase, and one of the attorneys from the Department of Justice for the IRS at the end of his argument said, "So does that make sense, Your Honor?" And she said, "No, it doesn't. You sound like a rat chasing its tail." So that's my favorite quote from the case, and that's kind of how the judge spent. She's frustrated with the IRS. She seems to want the truth to come out. So I am cautiously optimistic that that's what we're going to get. In the end, that's really what we want. We want the American people to know exactly what happened, what the IRS did, how high did the knowledge of this go, where did the orders come from? You know, is Lois Lerner the top of the chain or does it go higher? Right now, nobody knows, and we intend to find out.
Yeah, I love it. Perfect way to end this. And we're going to keep our eyes on this. We'll check back in with you, Mark. Mark Meckler, as he said, the funding mechanism for this, president of Citizens for Self-Governance, the organization that is spearheading the only remaining class action lawsuit against the IRS. Mark, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it. A lot of listeners listening. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so how about that? And he gave a great description of what was happening, how, you know, that's where you run out of the money and where was it going to end up in the end and finding out the information. Give us the information. Does it just end with Lois Lerner? Hang with us. Odds and ends on the flip side.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Well, Hillary Clinton in the Scooby-mobile. Any sightings of Hillary Clinton? If you have had a brush with fame, by the way, it doesn't have to be Hillary Clinton, somebody else, please call this show. Yes, it's called Crushing It. That's a segment we like to call Crushing It, which it could be, or it could be a terrible exchange. It doesn't matter. But we want to hear. If you're pumping gas, and all of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback from the Green Bay Packers, is standing next to you and he high-fives you, or you just say howdy or whatever. Yeah, you got to tell us that. I love that. And if you send me a picture of that brush with fame to americatonight.net, not only will we post it on the website because you are crushing it, but I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. We might throw in something else from the prize closet, too. In fact, we will. But it'll be a surprise, so we're not going to tell you what that surprise is. Then it wouldn't be fun if you opened your package and you knew exactly what it was. All right, part of Odds and Ends. Abraham Lincoln on Friday, April 14th. You know the story, how it goes. He was watching what? This is a trivia question, actually. He was watching what on the stage? Our American Cousin. And during the third act at Ford's Theater, the laughter turned to complete and utter disbelief and horror after John Wilkes Booth went into the presidential box with his pistol and pumped a bullet into Lincoln's brain. And just like that, in an instant, history was changed forever, American history. That's 150 years ago. People are talking about that this week. It's the legacy of Lincoln has been portrayed in many, many, many books and in many movies. As you know, just recently, a few years ago, there was a big movie about Lincoln where the lead actor actually won an Oscar for his portrayal of Lincoln, which is really, I would think, really tough to do. It's 150 years. So they have exhibitions and events going on, the manhunt in Maryland and Virginia for Booth and his co-conspirators, all that stuff. They've got that, the legacies are being played out in, you know, in this country through May 29th at Washington's Ford Theater. They're hosting a special exhibition. It's called Silent Witness, Artifacts of the Lincoln Assassination, and it has all kinds of stuff like Mary Todd Lincoln's cloak, the top hat he had, the murder weapon, the bloody cuff of an actress who cradled the head of the president. And it's the first time, this is why I even bring this up, it fits in odds and ends. It's the first time since 1865 that everything has been put together in one place at the historic theater. They've never had that happen. They've avoided that. And, you know, all these little artifacts have been in other places, never in one spot. I mean, it kind of humanizes it, I guess. When you see it, you know, you as a kid, and when all of a sudden you see all the stuff there, I mean, I would be curious to see that. I like history, and I would, if I was in that area, I would go and see it. They say that it's like 200 different types of things that they have. How about that? And there are other museums and stuff that are doing tributes to Lincoln and looking back on his life, because obviously it did change the course of history. 150 years sitting in a theater, and even the way presidents were protected after that kind of changed a little bit. You know, we now have the Secret Service, of course, and the way the transportation is with the cars is a little bit different then. You know, it was always the thought of if you were running for president or you were president, you wanted to be able to have access to the peeps. You wanted to be out there doing the train stops and all of that so that you did feel them, touch them, feel like they had a piece of you as their president. Because remember, it's government for the people, by the people, that kind of thing, right? So here's another crazy odds and ends for you. We've done these stories before about people who do that whole shipwreck diving, but they've got millions of dollars in World War II silver that was recovered from the ocean. And I got to tell you, it was the coolest picture to see the treasure that they found. It took 7 decades, but they got it. They got it. We're talking about 1942. And this was the city of Cairo was sunk. The SS City of Cairo was sunk by a German U-boat. It was carrying almost 300 people and cargo that included 100 tons of silver. So it went down 1,600 plus feet under the surface. And it was undiscovered until 2011 when Deep Ocean Search decided to go looking for it, and they found it eventually. So the city of Cairo was bringing silver rubies from India to England as part of the war effort after a stop in Brazil. How cool is that? That whole U-boat thing. Again, this goes back to the history reference, but to pull up those silver dollars, amazing. Silver coins, amazing. Jack Down Under is with us. Hello, Jack.
Hey, I've got three stories here that will simply make your head spin. Two of them about...
I want my head to spin, so let's go. Go ahead.
Okay. Bloomberg, the Michael Bloomberg operated news network got punked. They published a story claiming that Nancy Reagan had endorsed Hillary Clinton only to then have to retract it a couple of hours later with a rather lame apology. Oh, sorry, it was a hoax. Then, now we all know about the famous photo floating around of Hillary in the Chipotle. Well, the manager has now come out and I tell you, she's not doing much to endear herself to the little people. She refused to even pay a $1 tip for her meal at the Chipotle.
Are you kidding?
I mean, you know, that's really going to
endear
her to the...
Are you making this up?
I am not making this up.
Okay.
That came out on the Ricochet blog.
Wow.
Wow. So that you know, how cruel is that? I mean, you know, here she is wanting to endear herself to everyday working Americans, and she's too stingy to even pay a dollar in tips for the folks working at Chipotle. And this
wow.
other story has got my head really spinning out of Louisiana. A law has just been passed down there that if you buy anything that is secondhand, you're now no longer able to use cash. And this includes for non-profit stores like ARC or Goodwill, although it does curiously exempt pawnbrokers. But if you have a garage sale or a yard sale, I mean, you've got to collect ID off the people that buy the stuff and take electronic payments that the state government can track. And at the end of your sale or the end of the business day, you've got to upload all of that information under this new law to your local law enforcement agency. It is Louisiana House Bill 195, and it was signed into law this week. I didn't think Bobby Jindal was a supporter of marijuana, because it's the only way I could
think, I didn't think so either.
Some stupid law like this could come into play.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. It's stupid. Yeah, I agree. That's it? Is that it? Is that all you got for us, Jack?
Yeah, well, that hasn't made your head spin, you know. I don't know what else I can do.
Now, my head is spinning. You said three things. What's the third? If you set us up for three, I want to know the third. What's the third shoe to drop?
Well, there was the Bloomberg getting punked, Hillary not tipping, and now there's
right.
new law. There's right. the three.
Oh, the Bloomberg getting punked is hilarious, actually.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's funny? I think that's very funny.
I think it's hilarious.
To say that. Yeah. Are you glad you're not an American so you didn't have to do the whole tax thing? No, because you want to live in America. I know that.
How badly I want to be there. And you hit me with
yes.
that.
No, we want you to live in America, and you'll be glad to pay the taxes. But I'm saying, as of today, though, it's good because you don't have to pay the taxes. It's a pain. What do they do in Australia?
We do our financial year ends on June the 30th, and then by the end of October is when we've got to file.
What's the percentage? What does the government take from you? What do they do? Is it like ours?
It depends on where you fit within the tax scale on how much you earn. Obviously, if you are on most Social Security payments, you don't reach the tax threshold. But on average, most people are paying between the 33 to 40% tax break.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that doesn't include all the hidden taxes and so on. Plus, we've got a goods and services tax as well.
Oh, I don't like that goods and services. All right, Jack, hopefully soon, eventually in the near future, you'll be paying American taxes, and then we can go and complain or celebrate about that. Thanks, Jack. I love his three things. Bloomberg, to me, though, was the funniest. Hang with us. Dumb things coming up around the bend.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Yes, as we come around the third and fourth turn for this hour of America tonight, a couple of quick things to tell you about. One, don't forget, 24/7, just like Wendy's, McDonald's, whatever fast food place, whatever your pleasure, we are open for business. That's right. If you want to vent, you can. Send us your thoughts at americatonight.net. Plus, you can hiccup. You can hiccup, but you can hook up with us on Facebook and Twitter by going to americatonight.net. And we have our cheap movie reviews coming up on our very next show. Oh, yeah. Cheap movie reviews. What's not to like about that? Kick back, relax, listen to a couple of cool trailers. I give you the synopsis of whether you should plunk down 10 bucks or not, or wait for it to come out streaming or Redbox or however it is that you get movies. Or maybe you hate movies, but it is a really fun segment either way. Who hates movies? Even if you're not a giant movie watcher, how can you hate movies? I don't understand. I do understand this segment. A lot of you flooded my mailbag with dumb things you did, so here's dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Homeowners buy surge protectors to protect their possessions from unexpected surges of what? Electric current, water flow, air pressure, buyer's remorse.
I will say B, water flow, final answer.
What?
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
All right, we start with Max in New Hampshire, who says, Kate, oh, where do I begin? I have really, really thought long and hard about sending you a note about dumb things I shouldn't have done. I have about 10 of them. I started to list them, and then I got really, really super depressed. Here's my dumbest thing. I like to go to the library. I got a bunch of books. I'm pretty good about returning them. Somehow, one of the books ended up underneath the couch. I didn't know it was there. I forgot all about it. I was never told when I dumped my books off, but I suppose I never talked to a human. Maybe that's why. I swear I don't remember getting anything in the mail. And lo and behold, it was a year later, and they were asking for serious money, sister. They wanted $100 out of my wallet for that missing book, a book I didn't even read. It was that stupid secret book that I got from my wife. It sat under the couch, got dust on it, took it back, and they wouldn't reduce the fine. We still are having a tussle over owing $100 for the late library book. We know it's really weird. I mean, did they, I don't know, there's missing information here. So no notices in the mail and no phone calls. That's pretty lame of the library. I mean, who doesn't want the secret book so that you can conjure up images of finding a parking spot and finding it right away or whatever it is that the secret does? Yeah, the library thing, you got to keep on top of that. You do. And it's one of those things where when you have a crazy life and you're pulled in a lot of directions, it could be very easy to stick it in a pile somewhere, especially if you get a bunch of them. I think when people go to the library, they have the tendency, maybe not, maybe I'm wrong. It's, you're not like a kid and you go to the stacks and you get, you know, your mother says, get one book, the one you really want to read, and then we're going to bring it back in 2 weeks. No, you see 1,000 books you want to read. You get the maximum amount. You ask them when you go up there, how many books can I check out? I see it all the time with people. Their books are falling out of their hands. And I think, how many of those books are they really going to read? Some of them are pretty thick. So the mistake that Max made was don't check out a whole bunch of them. Just check out one or two, and then you got to keep them somewhere you can see them. I feel for you. That is a dumb thing, but it's depressing. $100. All right, also Murphy listening to us in New Hampshire, and Murphy says, Kate, dumb things I shouldn't have done. Let me count the ways. There are so many. I think this perhaps was the dumbest thing that I did. I thought I had enough gas in the tank that I could get to Portsmouth. And unfortunately, I kept seeing the light, and I thought, you know, you get that extra bit of gas. You know how you think in your mind you get another, you know, at least another 15 miles out of it. I really thought I calculated well. I did not get another 15 miles. I was stranded. It took a while for me to flag somebody down. They eventually helped me, but what should have been a 40-minute odyssey turned into 2.5 hours. It was dumb. I don't know why I decided to coast it, chance it, whatever. But it was one of the dumbest things I think I've ever done in my life. Oh, that would be so upsetting. Murph, you know what? I know that thing about the chicken thing, though. I've been with people who, when I was a kid especially, where they were trying to do, oh, yeah, we can go another 10 miles. Yeah, definitely. You know, they never have this, the light comes on, you still have all these extra miles. It's just so much better to have that extra gas in there because nobody wants to get stranded. Especially, you didn't say what time it was, but is it the middle of the night? Is it off hours? Whatever. You could be waiting a very long time, a friend. Better have a charged cell phone, that's all I can say, so you can get help. How about this one? Joe in New York says, dumb things I shouldn't have done. Well, the dumbest thing I did, Kate, is I think recently I had a pizza, and I ate half of it, and it was awesome. I hadn't eaten all day, and then I was going to have the rest for breakfast. I know, guy thing. I've heard you talk about pizza before. So the half of the pizza I left on the counter, the lid was closed and everything, or at least I thought it was, and I have a cat and a dog. I don't know which one got into it. I'm assuming kind of the cat, but they got into the pizza. There was bites all over it, so my pizza was done, and I really wanted it for breakfast. Yeah, don't they serve breakfast pizza somewhere now? I guess that would solve that craving. But with animals around, especially if they can jump up or you have chairs and they can just easily get up to wherever it is you put the pizza, you don't put in the refrigerator any food, leftover food. Yeah, there's a great chance that's going to happen to you. Oh, but it's such a bummer. When you really want that thing, whatever it is, you know, the, it's like when you have leftovers in the refrigerator and somebody in the family eats the leftovers and you really were craving those extra meatballs or whatever Chinese food that was left over, and then somebody beat you to the punch. Yeah. And they ate it. And that's it. It's gone. Poof. That craving, that moment seems so silly. We're so attached to our food, aren't we? How about this one from Jake? Not in Texas, though. Jake in Illinois. Jake says, hello, Ms. Delaney and the listeners of America Tonight. Dumbest thing I ever did, I was doing a good thing, a charitable thing. I went through my clothes and some of the really nice things that I had that I was no longer using and decided, wouldn't it be great for somebody to have this lamp or somebody to have this desk or somebody to have these work boots that I only wore once. But in the midst of doing that, somehow my album collection of very rare albums got caught in the mix. Needless to say, I didn't know until a month later, and it was too late. Everything was gone, gone, gone. Oh, it was like a heavy blow to my heart. I had some incredibly rare records. Who knows what they went on sale for or where they were put up. I would assume it was our local store. I checked. Nobody knew anything. But the bottom line is I lost those records. So there is a motto to this dumb thing. When you are being charitable or anything else in your life and you've got a pile of stuff, make sure you check through it just in case you threw something in there accidentally. Ooh, that's a bummer. Ooh, that's a bummer. How about this one from Dan in Texas? Hey, Kate, you might be able to relate to this. Ever been downtown? Ever find a great parking spot? Had a couple quarters in your pocket, put it in. Went off to meet some friends. It turned into a much larger evening than you thought by the time you went back to your car. Oh, yeah, you got a big, giant ticket on it because your meter expired. Oh, that ticket was the bane of my existence. I finally got it paid off, but it was $125 later. That was a dumb thing. Wow, $125 for a parking. Oh, you might as well have just parked in a parking lot somewhere. Oh, and I'm familiar with Dallas, so there you could have parked for $10, maybe $15 at the most. It's not like New York City where they want your firstborn and blood samples and $150 after a couple of hours. So, wow, that is a blunder. Oh, I wouldn't want to pay that ticket either. Oh, I hate tickets. And tickets aren't what they used to be. They're all so expensive now, aren't they? Good job, Max, Murph, Joe, Jake, Dan. Thanks for being vulnerable. If you want to be, you can too. Send me your dumb things to americatonight.net.
Know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.